In Ukraine today, a court handed down the first war crime sentence of the conflict. Judges gave a life sentence to a 21-year-old Russian sergeant for shooting and killing an unarmed Ukrainian man who was 62. NPR's Greg Myrie joins us now from Kyiv, where he has been covering this case. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Scott.
I understand life in prison was the most severe possible sentence in this case. Tell us what this sergeant is convicted of doing and how the judges spoke about it today.
Right. This young Russian soldier is named Vadim Shishamarin, and the judges listened to his case last week, and today was the sentencing. He pleaded guilty a few days ago to shooting and killing a 62-year-old unarmed Ukrainian man just a few days into the war back in February. And there were concerns about whether this was in some way not going to be a full or fair trial, but the prosecution presented very compelling evidence. They said that this soldier, along with others, were captured just a day after this killing back in February. Another Russian soldier who was captured testified against Shishamarin, said he pulled the trigger, and a friend of the dead Ukrainian man witnessed the shooting and testified. The widow testified. There was very strong evidence in the case.
And who represented this Russian soldier?
There was a Ukrainian attorney who represented Shishamarin. He said that he shouldn't be convicted or he should get a light sentence because he was told to do this. They saw this man, this Ukrainian man, talking on a phone, and the Russian soldiers thought he might be revealing their position. So they told Shishamarin to shoot him. And at first he objected, but they kept shouting at him, saying, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, or we could all be in danger. And so then Shishamarin did fire some rounds and did kill him instantly in a small village in northeastern Ukraine.
This sentence, Greg, is life in prison, but is there any possibility that he could be part of some soldier swap?
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. The Russians already are talking about putting on their own war crimes trial. They're making unfounded claims against some of these fighters who were at the steel plant in Mariupol. I think as you negotiate the end of this war, which may be way, way into the future, prisoner exchanges will be talked about. This case could certainly be one of those cases that the two sides will discuss at some future point.
Is there any signal here for how Ukrainian prosecutors will pursue future war crimes trials? I guess we should note the obvious. The war is still going.
Yeah, and of course, that is highly unusual. The tradition is to do it after the war is over. But Ukraine says it's already documented more than 11,000 possible Russian war crimes. They say they want to investigate while the evidence is still fresh and witnesses can be located rather than waiting years and trying to reconstruct the cases afterwards. There's one other case they're prosecuting at the moment that involves two Russian soldiers accused of shelling civilian areas on purpose. They say they've identified more than 40 Russian soldiers they consider suspects, but I think the big challenge is going to be, can they capture them?
All right. Also today, Ukrainian President Zelensky spoke to the World Economic Forum, this gathering of the global elite in Davos, Switzerland. What did he tell them?
Right. So as he spoke to the global business elite, he really was stressing an economic message. He talked about what he said was the need to keep punishing Russia with sanctions and economic punitive measures, and to, on the other hand, help Ukraine with financial assistance. One of the emerging issues here is Ukrainian agriculture exports, grain exports in particular. Ukraine is one of the world's larger farming nations. It depends heavily on the export of wheat and barley and other crops. But Russia is currently blocking Ukraine's largest port down in Odessa with its warships in the Black Sea. It's not harvesting season just yet, but we can see this happening, and this is obviously not only critical to Ukraine's economy, but it's a global problem, especially for many developing countries that depend on imports from Ukraine.
Over the weekend, President Zelensky said 50 to 100 Ukrainian troops are dying daily in the fighting in the east. That's where the fighting is the heaviest. That sounds notable, as we haven't received a lot of official news on casualties, have we?
Yeah, Scott, that's exactly right. It sort of came out indirectly. A journalist asked him about this petition. Some Ukrainian men are petitioning to be allowed to leave the country, while the current rules in the country are all men up to the age of 60 must make themselves eligible for military service. And Zelensky gave a rather pointed response to this question. He said, maybe this petition shouldn't be sent to him. Maybe it should go to the parents whose sons have died in the fighting. And then he sort of just tossed out there that 50 to 100 Ukrainians are dying in the fighting every day. Now, the death toll for troops on both sides is certainly in the thousands, but neither side has been giving figures recently. This was sort of a glimpse of how intense that fighting is in eastern Ukraine.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie in Kyiv. Greg, thanks so much. Stay safe.
My pleasure, Scott.